Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
They freaked out on the same things that they thought were wonderful just a little while back. I don't know if you heard today, but the LA mayor came out, and she actually said she was fearful that planes of illegal aliens might be arriving in the city soon.
Oh.
And they would have to walk. These are the same people that were screaming at Governor Abbott and others going, "What's wrong with you? Where's your heart? How come you don't want to welcome these people in? What is it with you?"
So just a few weeks ago, she was lambasting New York mayor. And who is that? Is that Karen? What's her name, the L.A.
Karen
mayor?
Bass. Yeah.
Karen Bass.
Yep.
I'm just telling you, I don't understand. The low-information voters are putting us all in jeopardy.
Yep.
And then it doesn't touch them until it touches them.
Which is, they don't know it's touching them. I'm sorry, no.
Well, I bet you money she doesn't live in an area where it is. She's just hearing from her constituents who do, and now she feels compelled to talk about it. But trust me,
one of the most expensive places to live in the country, and we're not talking Beverly Hills here. We're talking in L.A. proper. And, you know, they have a city tax on their gases. They have a city tax on food. They have a city tax on groceries. It's about 28% more to live in the city of Los Angeles than it is in the surrounding areas. And who is that hurting?
I'm getting ready to tell you.
Well, it's hurting the average person, right?
Used to live in the hood. What would be considered the hood?
Is that what they call it nowadays still? Is it the hood, or should we upgrade that?
Not anymore, because I can't afford it. Let me tell you something. If I wanted to buy the houses that I lived in, that I rented in, I couldn't do it now with my income coming from being a television producer. Couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
That's how expensive L.A. is. And I couldn't do it, but I wouldn't want to because I'd have to deal with the crime. I'm sure you've talked about or shown all the smash and grabs. The fact that, I think we talked about this last week, if you tried to interrupt someone who was accosting, attacking, or smash and grabbing, you could stand the chance of being arrested or, they could send you to jail. The accoster could. So it's just like it's not worth going down there. And there's things that I think about. I was like, God, I'd really love to go to downtown L.A. And there's some restaurants down there that I really love. There's L.A. Live that's really just wonderful. And No.
No.
I'm not going to risk the problem. Driving through downtown L.A. is like driving through a video game. You have to get a mindset that you go, I will run you over.
You have to have a mask, it's like, put Vaseline under your nose.
But it's like The Walking Dead. Is that the name of that TV show where there's just like zombies all over? There are drugs.
But Sonia, people aren't believing that. They're believing that, you know, these pictures are made up by, you know, nuts on the right hand on the right, and you can drive down. You've seen it. The people are doubled over. They're lying there out cold or dead right there in the street, cramping off the side of the curb. This is out of a zombie movie.
Well, if you believe the left, then you got bigger issues than I can even imagine. Because at this point, I mean, I could believe it in the beginning that you would believe the left.
Yeah.
I could understand it. I mean, they do occupy, they do own the media, they do own the information that you're getting. But there are other sources. We're living in a time where information is so accessible. All you got to do is click a button, people. Nobody's making this up. Why would we make this up? Let's think about it for a second. Would we be sitting here on a Friday night with nothing else to do, making this up the left doesn't win in elections? Listen, if the left did what they did years ago when Kennedy was president, or there were some other well-meaning Democrats where we could all agree that the country should be run a certain way, why would we be spending our Friday night talking about trying to debase the left?
Yep.
No, we're trying to warn you people. We're living in it. We're trying to sound the sirens.
We're living in it. We're having to deal with it every day. Now the legislators in California have passed a law, as you said, that you can no longer try to stop somebody from stealing stuff in a store.
Right.
You could be brought up on charges.
Right, that's the term.
Yeah, just amazing, right? And but to your point earlier, to show you how out of touch with reality they are, they believe, Karen believes it, by the border states sending these plane loads to sanctuary cities, it is setting the stage for the presidential election next year that will solidify the Democrats' win.
That's all they care about.
That's right. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, people. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of it. Of this. Don't you love when I do that to you? Okay, look, you only got a few weeks left to Christmas. We all know Christmas is all about buying gifts for everybody, right? And I think that was at least that's the way it looks. And like don't blow it, okay? You got your honey. Maybe they need a new bathrobe. I mean, I'm sure he's coming out the back of it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, slippers. Most guys I know with the slippers they got, yeah, they need new slippers. There's no question about it. It's all kind of, and you get to support somebody who supports the things that you believe in. Mike Lindell. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You can buy everything there from doggy beds to slippers to, I don't know. You know what? Head over there. Doesn't cost anything to I mean, you used to call it window shopping. You can't call it window shopping anymore. Now I guess it's website shopping or something like that. But, you know, get over there. Peruse the place. Take a look. Figure out what's going on and whether or not it's for you. But let me bring him on because he's been waiting patiently to straighten us out. Alfonso Racel joins us. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe, and he joins us every week. Always appreciate his input, his insight on everything. So, Zoe, how's it going?
Yo, hey, I guess it's still window shopping if it's on the internet if you're using Windows.
Oh, boom, boom, shh, nigger all week. Don't forget. Oh, God. You've been on the show too long. You're just picking up all the corny stuff. That's what's happening.
Oh, no. Am I being corny? Oh, man. I, how could I? I'm just going to immolate myself right now. Then I'll be pop corny.
You know, maybe I'll just go. I'll leave you alone, dude. Oh, God. All right. So, George Santos gone, you know, because he was convicted of several. Oh, no, I mean, he wasn't convicted at all. You know. I just this stuff to me is always amazing. Always amazing what a bunch of wusses Republicans are. You know, did the guy was he guilty of these things? I don't know. Maybe he was. Maybe I don't know. Looked like he was. But seriously, we didn't even put up a fight. The Democrats went along with it. We went along with it. And yet you've got Eric Swalwell still in there sleeping with Chinese women. I mean, actually know. Chinese spies who identify as women. I guess I don't know for sure, but. Right?
I mean, I love that, dude. That affair that you had with Yum Yums. You can't say that stuff. What was her name? Yum Yum?
Oh, God. Oh, she was. That's right. She was Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? All right, Joe, stop it. Get your mind out of the gutter. Can you just imagine? This stuff is real, people. This is not, we're not making this up because we don't like the guy. I mean, seriously, him, Feinstein had the Chinese. What do you call it there? For 20 years, he was a Chinese spy. Yeah, we can trust the Chinese. Not a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, hey, of course they get away with this stuff. And you know, as the saying goes, if they didn't have any double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. And the thing is that they just make up stuff that we're doing with other nations in being able to walk among the command center and stuff like that and figure out our strategies and whatnot. And you're right, man. It's like, you know, Republicans, what are you doing? Well, the Republicans have been programmed and led around by the Democrats for so long. I mean, for how long have people been saying? You can't tell the difference between these two parties anymore.
No, you're exactly right. You can't at all. You know, again, when you look at what's happening and who's doing what to who and not stepping up and not pushing back, you know, are you shocked? Are you surprised? Are you thrown over by the fact that Kevin McCarthy is not running for office again? Actually, he's actually resigning at the end of the year. Wasn't that great of him to cause his district so much money to have a special election? They're going to have an election now and another one in a year.
Well, let's give him the benefit of doubt, man. Maybe he's trying to honor that term limits thing. I mean, he's like, you know what? I probably should make a career out of doing this. Just do my term and then get on out. Way to go, Kevin.
Really?
I try to look for the good, man. I try to look for the good.
All right. So let's have some fun with the tomfoolery of Governor Newsom again. This guy's just totally out of control. And just to show you that how the Democrats are such drones. I mean, Republicans are idiots, but Democrats are drones. And look, there's no other way to put it. Again, we just went down with Santos. You go, did he need to go? Probably, I don't know. But seriously? Anyhow, so Newsom is pushing now that every school in California has to move to electric buses. Okay? This is great. Now, being on a school board myself and finding out what it's going to take to put these things in to make it happen, the electric company, first of all, can't provide the amount of electricity or the facilities that we need to make it happen. They won't be able to charge these buses. All right? Most of these school buses right now, the electric school buses anyway, they do not have long-range buses. Even to the point where if you've got a 100-mile ride, think about all those kids on the bus. You know, batteries aren't dangerous at all. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to force them to buy the buses. And we've already had instances where some of these districts have buses. They, even when they do charge them, they don't get much mileage off of them. And yet they're still going down that road. I just...
No pun intended.
Yes, there you go. But, I mean, think about it.
I'm thinking about it, I think, more than they are. And it depends on what they're thinking about, man, because, I mean, this is a controlled implosion, man. This stuff's being done on purpose. I've been saying this as ever since Biden stole the White House, man. He's not – and all these Democrats, all of them, they're not imbeciles, man. They're evil geniuses. And Newsom, for him to make buses, okay, you know what, Joe? Them buses are going to be really heavy. Man, them roads are going to get jacked up, man. Those roads are going to get messed up. You know how people are always complaining about the roads as it is? Oh, you're in for a real surprise. That's why I was like, you know, no fun until we're talking about going down that road. Them roads are going to get messed up, man, because them buses are going to be heavy. You know, wow.
Well, that was back, people don't realize this, but, well, I don't know, what is it, a decade ago or whatever, they banned, if you remember, paper bags, right? Everybody go to plastic bags, and, I'm sorry, they banned plastic bags. Because remember, people were dying in the sea, turtles were dying, something was dying out at sea, and the plastic bags were getting blown all over the place, and yada, yada, yada. And even the lobbyists for the paper bags said, look at, oh, thank you. We want you to buy bags, but here's the deal. Those trucks that only made one run to drop off bags, now they're going to have to make 2.5 runs. That means if we're going over these roads that much more, they're going to be using that much more gas, going to be putting that much more wear and tear on these things. Yeah. How does this all make sense?
It doesn't, because they want to use those plastic bags to get us away from paper bags.
And guess what? God bless. We're back at plastic bags again, and we have to pay for them. 10 cents a bag, people, at our supermarkets. God, these people are nuts. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Israeli Security Cabinet has approved an increase in supplies to prevent a humanitarian collapse in southern Gaza. Concurrently, Israel reports its forces have surrounded the residence of the top Hamas leader, presumed to be in hiding underground. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane in October has been released from custody. Joseph David Emerson's wife, Sarah Stretch, says he never intended to hurt anyone.
A hard situation for a lot of people, not just Joe, for the people that were on the airplane, for the pilots, for the flight attendant.
Emerson is being charged with 83 counts of recklessly endangering another person and one count of endangering an aircraft. According to the terms of the release, he will be allowed to return to his home in California while awaiting trial. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Seed, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged, and just, you know, just be part of the conversation. Right? I mean, it's really that simple. Hey, listen, if you ever question as to whether the unions or, you know, Democrats as a whole, or unions weren't for Democrats, because you always hear that, you know, no, the unions are, they're for everybody. No, actually, they're not for everybody. Really that simple. They're not for everybody. And now I find out that the unions have pumped over $700 million in the for the 2024 election cycle. Alfonso Rachel joined. You don't look surprised. Host of the Zopian Den, anti-fighting Bible study, and the Zoloft. They've already spent $708 million on the 2024 election. Why would they do that? On Democrats, just strictly on Democrats.
You know, not only am I not surprised, man, it's disappointing. Because, you know, there's people that we know who are like in that thing called SAG, and you see them out there with their pro-union signs. And it's like, okay, are you guys just, is it all about just getting famous or just being part of some liberal's production or anything like that? Or do you understand what it is that you're so proud to be a part of? You know, it's like you do know that when you pay them dues, that money goes to fund the Democrat Party. The unions are a revenue-collecting arm for the Democrat Party. But it's like, you know, so? I'm like, that's why when people talk about, you know, there's a conservative movement in Hollywood, I'm like, really?
Oh, hey, nobody believes you when you say that, number one.
I don't believe you.
Well, what's her name? Angelina Jolie? She just made the announcement she's leaving Hollywood because it's a dark place and she doesn't want to raise her kids there. I mean, I feel like saying, yeah, I think you're part of the shadow. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, it's like, hey, weren't you and Billy Bob like drinking each other's blood or something like that? Or wearing, it's like, you know, that kind of witchcraft that you guys are like into and stuff like that?
I've been telling you, you and I joke about it, but it's so real. They're so self-unaware.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they really don't know. They just, it's like a person not being able to smell their own body odor or something like that. You know, it's like, yeah. You know, you need some deodorant, right?
Dude, I can't breathe. Get out of the room.
That's why I'm checking all the time.
Yeah. I've known people like that. All right. You heard AOC came out this week, and she said that, you know, with everything that the Republicans are trying to do, right, especially with the they're trying to marginalize transgender people. And, you know, we're talking about opening up all women. Ready for this one? We're talking about opening up all women, is quoting her, and girls to genital examinations when they're underage. Potentially, just because someone can point to someone and say, I don't think you're a girl. Now, this is for women's sports. So, in other words, now you're going to have to, look at, I just put it this way. Put on a bathing suit. We'll be able to tell if you're male or female. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any amount of tucking that a person should be able to do, that will kind of like not give that away. It's like, they could tell you, you can't tuck that Adam's apple. You know, and trying to wear a scarf while you're going swimming, man, that ain't going to help out much either. Yeah. So,
all underage girls, they're going to face genital mutilation if biological men are barred. But you're okay with those girls seeing naked men. I'm sorry, they can identify as girls, but what they got hanging there, they're going to see naked men in the girls' locker room, and that's okay. She doesn't see or can't tie the two together. I just find it amazing.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think they teach biology until, like, what? Like, 10th grade? You know, and not only that, I mean, even if they do start teaching biology, that's still not a degree. So, I mean, come on, Joe, how are they supposed to know? They ain't got a degree in biology. They don't know.
I know. I can't even argue with you on some of this stuff. All right, so here's how I tell people why you can't believe headlines. You can't just sit there, read a headline, and go, yep, that's what we... So, apparently, Jim Banks has introduced a bill that... Now, according to the left, will ensure that transgender kids in foster care can be placed in unsafe environments. What they mean by that is that those kids can be placed in Christian homes. So they don't want... See, you see how they play these games? And frankly, I love it because it's easy to show what hypocrites and what haters they truly are, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Health and Human Services would require foster care agencies to place LGBTQ plus minors with care providers who respect their identities. What if they change their identity at some point? Do you reallocate them or whatever it is that you do?
Well, yeah, because it's supposed to be fluid. You know, that comes with the narrative, man. It's gender fluidity and stuff like that. And you know, the thing is, Joe, these people, we can point out the obvious all day. That's just what, you know, we do.
It's fun to do that, though. Don't hesitate.
It is, and it's good that we know the truth. But the problem is that we're dealing with people that don't register reason. And there's a reason, man, that why the Democrats, man, they establish the invisible empire. Okay, they establish it. And they can do this stuff in plain sight, and we could point it out all day long, but it is lost on a lot of people. All right, the Democrats are able to just do this damage. Look how far they're able to introduce wacky policies and stuff like that. Well, this should be unheard of, but they're doing it, you know. And it's just blind on to a lot of people. It's just invisible. There's nothing wrong with it. And if anything, the ones who are evil are us.
Uh oh. Yeah. Wait a minute. We're evil?
Yes, so.
No, but I hear what you're saying. And it's funny because, we've talked about this a million times too, but it's kind of like I'm sitting with people I perceive to be well-educated, maybe well-whatever, that they listen to the news. And I sat with one today I thought was, you know, quite smart, and they had absolutely no idea what was going on in our schools, which I found amazing because you and I both know it's happening everywhere. It's not just, you know, one place. It's happening everywhere. And they just weren't clued in on it. So this is why when they come up for vote, they have no clue as to what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed. I mean, are they willfully ignorant? Are they too busy to tune in? I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Well, you know that the public school system is basically come on, man, it's babysitting. It's like when parents are like, they ship these kids off to these schools, right, so they yep. can do whatever it is that they, you know, sometimes, you know, parents, they need to work, they got to make money and stuff like that. We've been forced into this institution where we have to have two people to make income to make ends meet. And it's a shame when you know, have Donald Trump, sorry, I got to say it, folks, when Donald Trump is talking about how great the economy is because there's more women working, that's not the sign of a good economy. You know what the sign of a good economy is when women don't have to go to work. Women are going to work because they have to. If a woman has a passion and she's got occupation that she's done with and she wants to work, that's fine. You know, I'm not objecting to that. But when women are like, oh, well, I got to go to work, and more women are working because they have to go to work and the jobs are available and all that sort of stuff, it's like, no, man, that's not really the sign of a good economy. When a man is able to go to work and a household can survive off of single income and not both parents being away from the kids, then we got a good economy.
That, listen, when you can go back to days where, you're right, when only one parent had to work, somebody could be with the kids, somebody could help, you know, raise the kids, and you know what I mean? You didn't have to always try to look for that that next rung, if you would, you know, the second car, the second house, the third house. And not that you can't have those things, but to the detriment of the family doesn't make right. any sense. And right. we're all about materialism now. At least that's how I feel, right?
And now it's survival mode now, man. I mean, you know, and you got these Democrats trying to sucker us and tell us the economy's fine. It's like, why? Because people are making more money? Because people are getting $20 an hour to flip a hamburger? It doesn't make any sense if everything's much more expensive. It's like, yeah, we're making more money, but everything costs so flipping much now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you're not going to – look, at the reason you went to fast food joints wasn't because of their, you know, culinary expertise. It was because, you know, it was something to shove down your throat really fast, right? And, you know, you get hamburgers and fries and a Coke for all of, I don't know, $9, $10, whatever. Now, you know,
did you see that woman?
What?
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I was just going to – did you see that woman flip out because her Five Guys hamburger was like – her two hamburgers were $42?
No. Does she not know how to read? We gotta go for commercial. Be back in a minute. I'll go more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution, right? You want to, you know, you definitely don't want to be part of the problem. How about that? Because when you're part of the problem, then, you know, I got to send Zoe over to smack you around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's not, won't be pretty. I guarantee it. Alfonso Rachel joins me every week. Always appreciate his input, his insight on these things. And then, listen, so tell them where they can get your great music and they can hear the Anti-Fighting Duty Bible Study in Zoloft.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and we got the Zoloft, the Zopium DM, my music project, Sledge X. Drop on by. Join the members. It's free. And you know, check us out. And let us know that you heard us on Joe Messina.
Yeah, yeah, that would be nice, too. That's right, because, you know, I get $25 at every 99 cent. you know, it's really funny how conservatives are like, yeah, well, how much are you making off it? What does it matter? I'm not making anything, but what does it matter? Support somebody who supports you and shut up. I mean, it's really that simple. Anyway. Hey, this just came into me a little while ago. Is that apparently Hunter Biden... he's been indicted on 9 tax charges, and they're gonna add back the or adding to the gun charge. What will happen with all this? What do you think happened in your? Open up your crystal ball, wipe off the top of it, you know, blow the dust off it, and Talk to me.
Hunter Biden be like, Crystal? Huh? Yeah, God, I'll take some of that too.
That's right. Nothing, right?
Is it a crystal ball? Can I fit it in my pipe? Can I? Anyway, yeah, but you're right. Of nothing. And you know what this is, folks? White privilege brought to you by the Democrat Party.
I like that. That's great. Oh, God. Well, here's some more white privilege for you. I mean, you talk about, what is it, soft bigotry, right? So, again, these bone, I don't know if they don't see it. I don't know if they're really that stupid. But an Illinois school district now is being sued because they are breaking up, you're ready for this one, they're breaking up these schools, these AP classes. So you'll only be able to have, let me see, it's got the, they offer Algebra 2, Pre-Calculus, AP Calculus, and English seminar in what's called the AXLE, Advancing Excellence, Lifting Everyone. They only have black kids in one class and white kids in the other class. And this will help, I don't understand how, this will help bring up the scores for the black community.
All right.
Now you got to be thinking what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, if you're teaching the same class, why does it matter whether there's white kids in the class or not?
Yeah. It should matter that much. At AP, that's advanced prep, right?
Right.
It's been a long time since it, and I was put in,
I'm older than
prep.
You. It ain't been that long, buddy. Go ahead.
I was put, and I don't know why. Right, and I don't even remember how I did. I just remember I was bored, you know. And you know what? I wasn't bored. And for me, this doesn't count for me to see it. But it didn't make any. It didn't matter to me that there was white kids in the class and Hispanic kids and black kids. None of that stuff mattered to me. But you know, of course, that stuff doesn't matter to me because, you know, I'm really white on the inside. I'm not a real black person. If you were really black, it would matter to you, and it would be very distracting to you, Zoe, and you wouldn't be able to concentrate right around the white folks. But because you're not really black, you're able to focus, you know, and or at least not be focused on that, even though you were focused on a whole bunch of other stuff since you say that you were so bored. But I didn't have these hang-ups, Joe. I didn't have these insecurities about being around white people or Mexican people or Chinese people. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know, Joe. Maybe I'm messed up somehow where I'm just not insecure about that stuff.
I don't get any of this, okay? One of the Latino kids said that she now feels much more accepted in her class that doesn't have whites in it. And, you know, I don't get that. We're not teaching them to be stronger. How is it that, yeah. I know I'm going to get nasties on this, but how is it that you're going to tell me that every black kid feels uncomfortable, uneasy, at edge, can't concentrate if there's a white kid in the class? Seriously?
Maybe they should take that up with Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson's like, look, man, let's just be real about it. I can, you know, y'all know what Jesse Jackson said. But, I mean, and you know what? And I almost want to say shame on Jesse Jackson for saying that. But I get why he says it. It's like, look, man, it's not anybody's national background or what's hereditary about them. It's about behavior. It's about worldview. Those things can make me, and I don't care. It could be a white person who has a worldview that can make me just as uncomfortable about being around white people if they share that worldview. And the same thing about black people. Y'all got a certain worldview and a certain behavior. Yeah, I'll be uncomfortable around you too. Not because you're black, not because you're white, not because you're. But if you think a certain way, I'm like, look, man, I'm not comfortable with this.
I don't get any of this stuff. It, you know, I look at this. Think about what you're saying. Think about what you're doing. You're going to segregate them so they can feel. So when they get out of the workforce and there's a white person on that floor in the workroom with them, they're not going to be able to function. They're not going to be able to work. They're going to be looking over their shoulder all the time because that white person is going to do what to them?
Exactly, man. And, you know, it's almost the same dynamic of, one, affirmative action. You know, it's like, yep. Did you get this occupation because of some sort of favoritism or actually are you good at what you do? And that kind of stuff. promotes prejudice. You know, it sows the seeds for it. So this kind of stuff, are you gonna be or what was that? Independent studies. You know, they have that thing, where it's like, you know, well, these kids, they need to be able to learn at their own pace. And I'm like, dude, the world doesn't move at somebody's individual pace.
Well, maybe it should, though. What's wrong? You leave that kid behind?
Right? But, hey, I was sold on it. When I said, I want to go to independent studies because I want to work at my own pace. It's like, dude, when you get on the job and you clock in, you got to keep up. And that's what you need to learn how to do when you're a kid. And it's the same thing, you know, like what we're talking about here. It's like, dude, you can't just go into a job and it's like, well, it's only going to be black people that you get to work with so you can be comfortable. Like,
you know, it's one thing, and I'll you say this for whatever it's worth, it's kind of like, all right, I got the racism thing when you see it happening. You got two people applying for a job, the exact same resume, exact same time, exact same everything, and then they hire the white guy, and when you look on that floor, they're all white folks, okay? Well, there might be a problem there, right?
Yeah.
But not like this. This is creating something out of nothing, and I'm going to segue into something really, really, really stupid here. Now, Texas birds, you ready for this? This is happening in your part of the world. They're going to be renamed because some of the bird names are linked to colonialism. So, now, I'm just going to pick up black folks for a minute. How many black folks curl into a ball, hide in a corner, when you call the name of a bird that might somehow, in some way, have something to do with colonialism? And when they were talking about the names of these birds, I never heard these names before.
Like what? Turkey?
Oh.
Hey, to see the thing is, and that's why I keep trying to tell folks. Now, who's coming up with these narratives? Who's doing this? Just Democrats, right? This is tied in with, you know, with them segregating these kids so they'll be more comfortable under the guise of, you know, good intentions, but it's still really segregation, right? Who's doing this stuff? It's Democrats. I'm trying to tell you folks, especially a lot of Republicans out there, they don't believe that there's systemic racism. What the crap do you think this is?
But who sits around, Zoe, and goes, let me see, what else is offending the black community?
Democrats, because, hey, the most easily offended are the most easily manipulated. And they keep them conditioned to be offended, right? That's the system of it. Systemic racism brought to you by the Democrats. It's a real thing, folks. It's a real thing. If there was no systemic racism, there wouldn't be any Democrats. But they're the ones who are doing it.
Oh, God. Cooper's Hawk was named after William Cooper, a New York-based scientist who helped found the New York Academy of Sciences. But he was linked to slavery. So we can't, the bird can't be Cooper's Hawk anymore. I'm sorry.
So is Obama.
It doesn't stop. My God. Well, somebody in the chat room says, so when they go to work, when they clock in, they go, where's the white section? I mean, how do you actually do that?
Yeah, right. That's just not going to work out too good.
No. All right. I don't really have enough time for this, but we're back to women who complain about traditional relationships again, and you know, these are liberal women, and you know, they're just worried that they're looking for real men, but they don't want to be dependent on men. How does that happen? I mean, I'm not asking you to be totally dependent on a man to do every little thing in your life, but real men want to take care of their families, they want to take care of their women.
Well, they need to learn that it's not about being dependent on your man. It's about being submissive to your man. And you're submissive to the man who is submissive to the Lord, who tells the man to be submissive to his wife. It's a mutual submission. And if you understand that, it's not about this dependency. Both of your dependency needs to be on the Lord. And he will show you how to be submissive to each other, serve each other as a king and queen are supposed to do.
I don't know what Bible you're reading. We are in charge. All right, tell people where to find your music and stuff again.
Thanks, man. RonSerpentMedia.com. Check us out at SledgeX, and we got Zoloft and the Zopium Den.
And tune in next week for Dictator Joe and Dictator Zoe. All right, God bless. Keep up the good work, Zoe. I really appreciate you, man. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're stuck with me for the next hour. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.